Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and we bring in former Browns head coach Sam Ratigliano. And, of course, Sam is brought to you by Safety Controls Technology, SCT, your workplace safety experts. Hi, Coach Sam.
Hey,
always
Sam.
A pleasure and honor to talk to you. How are you?
Well, I've been waiting to talk to you, too. It's a very interesting night.
Tell us why.
Well, I'll tell you this. Number one, Tyrod Taylor, 5 for 5, 90 yards. I thought that possibly they would take a page out of Green Bay's book, where Aaron Rodgers waited 3 years while Brett Favre was the quarterback, and the rest is history. People would say to you today, Aaron Rodgers is right behind that quarterback in New England. But I have a feeling Baker Mayfield, who went 11 for 20 for 212 yards and two touchdowns, ain't going to buy it. So that's going to be a very, very interesting 4 weeks before we open up against Pittsburgh, because Baker Mayfield wants to start. My feeling is I really like Tyrod Taylor, and I think it would be great if they could take a page out of Green Bay's book, but that's up to them.
Yeah, you want them to sit and learn and view everything that can happen.
But well, the reason why is that, you know, in the next 4 weeks, they're not going to be number one, for 5 minutes. So what's happening now is something that you can't really put your finger on, because you're not going against the best, or the best is going against you.
Right. Sam, as a coach,
in the fourth game, none of those guys play. They take
right.
time off.
All right. So last night, as a coach, and you have a game plan, and I would think from an offensive point of view, your game plan went about as good as it could go. What do you do for game two?
Well, number one is I really no joke, Cole. That the tight end, he had a great night, and that kid Callaway had a great night, and then you got Landry and Higgins had a great night, and you're sitting on Josh Gordon, and Dez Bryant is just someplace up in the air. So I thought that was going to be the biggest problem they're going to have offensively. But right now, the way they played last night, and some of the guys that are coming in that are not here, like Josh Gordon and possibly Dez Bryant, that's going to be a great lift for the offense.
Coach,
it's going to help the defense, too.
Coach, what's the value of a preseason game? What is the value of it?
The value of the preseason game is that I know all I want to know about Tyrod Taylor, and so I want to get that Mayfield as much time as possible. I want to go, as I look at every area of offense and every area of defense and special teams, I know what they are. I know how, whether they're rookies or they're guys that have come in, you know, with 3 and 4 years experience. I would want to get those guys to play. And then when I was halfway through in game three and game four, I think the thing right now is to get together so you know what each other is doing. And I think they make a terrible mistake every year by not playing anybody in that fourth game. So
Sam,
I want to, like right now, I want to know if how much is Mayfield, and some of the guys on defense, you know, they're about five deep on defense. I'd want to know all I need. I want to know about the people that I don't know anything about. I know what I want to do with the people that I know all about, but the ones that I don't know, I want to find out. And I'd use those four games. I don't care what my opponents do, I'm going to use those four games so when Pittsburgh's up in the first game, I know I'm going to put the best people I got on that field.
Sam, did anybody win some jobs last night?
Pardon me?
Did anybody win a job last night for Cleveland?
Oh, I think Higgins opens a few people's eyes. And I think that the tight end, I was really concerned about him because, you know, he was the number one draft choice last year. He did hardly nothing, and he got two touchdowns. And I think he's close to winning a job at tight end, and I think their eyes are open for Callaway and Higgins.
Yeah, and Joker with a good game last night. Let me ask you about Antonio Callaway. And, you know, we all know what happened to him over the weekend. Coach, if you were in that spot, what would you have done, and is there kind of, I mean, would you have benched him last night? Would you have not played him? What would you have done? And then the other part of it is, knowing that it's a preseason game, is that maybe a reason why Hughes just said, all right, let's wait, we'll get more facts on this, and then we'll move forward after that. But I need to get this kid some time to play right now.
Listen, when a guy did what he did, and he was doing it before he came there, that's why he was a fourth round pick and,
right.
and could be a first round pick. No, I would never have given him the opportunity until I found out exactly what happened based upon, you know, what he did before he came here. As a matter of fact, I would never draft him.
But
now, if I had him like I yeah. did years back, now I'm going to take care of them. I'm going to try to get him to the right people and so forth and so on. Hmm. But right now, I worry about that because, you know, if he had just a tidbit of something based upon that in the draft, I would have never drafted him. All you're doing is drafting problems, and it's like Josh Gordon. You know, you don't know what's going to happen.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you don't. You don't know if you can trust him or not. Sam, you're Hugh Jackson, and you're 1-31 since you're here. What's he thinking, right? He's got to be thinking pretty happy today after what he saw last night.
He's got one foot in a grave and one on a banana peel. Because Haley is sitting there. That's going to be very, very interesting. I find it unbelievable that the general manager was not allowed to pick his coach. And the coach who won one game and lost 31 games is there. And that's going to be very, very interesting to see how it goes because I know Haley very well. I mean, I know him when I was working in NFL Europe, and I got to meet him when he was a head coach at in the NFL. I think he's here for one reason.
Yeah. Coach,
That's going to be really tough on everybody, and most of all, the locker room.
Did you watch Hard Knocks last week? Did you see it?
Pardon me?
Did you watch Hard Knocks on HBO? Did you get a chance to see it?
No.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. I was going to ask you if you thought it was real or if it was Hollywood, because there's a lot of stuff in there that you wonder.
I wouldn't want to have that. That's a lot of crap.
It is. I think that there are storylines that came out of the show last week that gave us 2 days of content to talk about on the radio that we never would have been talking about had we seen that. I think it's a difficult spot for the team because that, you know, the NFL's telling them they have to do it because they've avoided all the ways around it. It's a difficult situation. All right, Coach Sam. So off to a good start. Is that the way you would put a headline to it?
I say off to a very good start, especially because the defense is they're five deep in some spots, and they're gonna. The only thing now is, you know, we've got 13 penalties. We don't want to do that, and but you can fix that all up and so forth. And I think they're gonna have to get closer now to about Callaway and see because you know right now you don't know for sure about Callaway and you don't know for sure about Josh Gordon and are they going to bring in Dez Bryant. So I think there's a lot of things that they got put together, but I would say a plus in game one now. I think they did a great job.
Last question. Do you want Dez Bryant, Coach? Would you want him on this team?
No.
No. Simple as that.
Josh Gordon is enough.
Fair enough. Coach, I can't wait to talk to you throughout the season as we break down the games after the games. Coach,
well, you're
Good man. Best of, and say hello to your family for me, everybody.
Same here. I'm looking forward to being with you guys 16 more times.
Very nice. Thanks, Coach Sam. Thank you very much.
God
bless you, too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.